I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A deadly police shooting in Harlem early today. This happened around 12:30 a.m. at 103rd Street and 3rd Avenue near NYCHA's George Washington Complex. NYPD Chief of Housing Martine Matarazzo said in a news conference they got numerous 911 calls about a man with a gun.
Officers from PSA 5 responded and upon arrival encountered a male, 62 years old, with a gun in his hand. The officers approached the male from 3rd Avenue as well as from 1875 3rd Avenue. The officers gave numerous commands verbally to drop the gun, which the male did not comply.
The officers fired. The man was hit and the officers called an ambulance and did CPR. He was taken to the hospital where he died, his name not yet released. Police say they recovered the gun and the incident is under investigation. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. A deadly stabbing on a subway train in the Bronx. Police say the number 2 train was pulling into the 3rd Avenue, 149th Street station when two men got into an argument. 36-year-old pulled a knife and stabbed the other man in the chest. Victim taken to Lincoln Hospital where he died. Police have not released his name. They say only that he was 33 years old. This 36-year-old was taken into custody. No word so far on his name or charges. There was violence at a Queens subway station yesterday. This happened just before 11 a.m. at the 21st Street Queensbridge station on the F line. Details still coming in, but police say two people got into an argument either on the train or in the station. One attacked the other with an object and ran off. The victim taken to the hospital with cuts to the chest, nose, and arm, and they are stable. Police are looking for the suspect. They say the investigation is ongoing. An arrest in the burglary at St. John's University coach Rick Pitino's office last week. 25-year-old Emmanuel Yakubov of Queens charged with burglary, petty larceny, trespassing, and possession of stolen property. That break-in happened Tuesday at the athletics department office above Carneseca Arena. Police say the suspects got away with a ceremonial sword and bullhorn. Thursday, they released surveillance photos of the two suspects with the stolen items. Yakubov arrested yesterday. No word so far on the other guy. The cyclone is still closed, and the city has issued two violations against the operators after Thursday's stall at the iconic roller coaster at Coney Island. The Department of Buildings tells Gotham it sent inspectors to Luna Park Friday to look at the damage. DOB says Luna Park told the agency the ride was ascending when it stopped because of a crack on the chain sprocket in the motor room. Passengers did get off safely. DOB, though, says they were not informed of the damage, and they've issued two violations, one for not informing them right away and one for failing to maintain the ride. Luna Park says the cyclone is meticulously maintained and tested. Right now, unclear when it will reopen. Nassau's mask ban is facing a legal challenge.
Disability Rights of New York filed the lawsuit seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction to immediately stop the enforcement of Nassau County's Mask Transparency Act, which bans the wearing of masks in public except for health and religious reasons. They argue in the class action lawsuit that it is unconstitutional and discriminates against people with disabilities. When the county's Republican-controlled legislature approved the ban on face coverings, they said lawmakers were responding to anti-Semitic incidents often perpetrated by those in masks. Julie Walker, New York.
European Union says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has not provided the public evidence necessary to prove he won last month's elections. That comment from the European Union's top diplomat comes as leaders of Brazil and Colombia demand the release of the vote tallies. Maduro claims he's won, but he's refused to release those. The main opposition coalition accuses him of trying to steal the vote. From swiping to talking at the Tinder Ice Cream Social in Williamsburg yesterday. Event was part of Smorgasburg, the festival's Negin Singh tells 1010 Winds.
We really wanted to give folks an opportunity to meet in real life in a place that we believe is great to meet people. I mean, food is such a connector, and it's such a great icebreaker to be able to talk to a new person about something that you love or something that you want to share.
Smorgasburg continues today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.